This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. How about today being Thursday? You want to, all those in favor of voting for Thursday today, raise your hands, please.
Yeah, look at all those people. At least six people
agree that today is Thursday. Hooray! It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at your service and on your side. Yesterday, Victoria was quipping about how this became the California, it's sort of like the California show, with all the things going on in California, and that hasn't changed much in 24 hours, Jennifer, it would seem, right?
Good news is that, the air quality is supposed to start clearing up in California. The fires, that's still another story. The COVID numbers are finally going down, so maybe things like Disneyland will open, but we still have that shooting that got national attention. So there's a lot going on in California that people are paying attention to, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
How about the shooting? Is there new information there? What are we doing about fixing that problem or those problems?
I don't know if it's about fixing the problem, but there are a couple of different little stories that have popped up over the last 24 hours. So if you missed it, the shooting that we're talking about happened back on Saturday at a metro station in Compton, where a man literally walked up and just opened fire on two L.A. sheriff's deputies. Now, there is a male and female deputy in the car. The male deputy still has not been identified yet. We do know that he's 24 years old. He was shot right into the forehead. Yeah, right, and he was shot right into the forehead at point blank range. He also had some injuries to his arm and his hand. His female partner is 31. She was shot through the jaw and two other times as well. And she was able, I talked to the LA County Sheriff yesterday on the local program that I do, and he said that she'd gone through three different paramedic training or first aid trainings, extensive first aid training. So she was really well trained to get her partner out of the car. They went and hunkered down behind a barricade because, as she tells it, she thought that it was like a wave attack, basically. She didn't know if someone was coming back to finish off the job or not. So she pulled him out, got him behind this barricade, radioed for help, and then created this tourniquet, which they believe kind of saved his life because he was able to, get stable at least while paramedics were coming. So as paramedics came, they picked him up, took him to the hospital. That's where they were met by these agitators who were saying all sorts of things, like oinking like pigs and saying that we hope you die and going through all of that. Yeah. Well, they weren't the only ones. So both of them are in stable condition. That's the good news. But there's a city manager in one of the neighboring communities of Linwood that was just put on it paid administrative leave yesterday because on social media on Saturday after the shooting was announced, he said the chickens have come home to roost. And meaning, I guess, that this was deserved. And so the city council of Linwood.
Who said that?
The city manager of Linwood, which is the neighboring town.
That's disgusting.
Oh,
God. Damn those
What
people.
Is wrong with people?
Aye,
so,
aye.
This is a guy who makes $296,000 a year.
What?
And is supposed to be the city manager. I was talking about this with
in
this
Harley.
This is another one of those
games
like that. Those other small no-place cities that, wasn't there a couple of years ago some guy was making $400,000 or $800,000 a year for managing a town, the town of 15,000
or something? Well, what's really interesting, do you know how much a deputy to the president makes? I'd imagine this is true. Administration.
Maybe the president of the United States.
Yeah, I was just talking to someone the other day.
Same as a congressman, right?
A deputy director to the president. Do you know what their salary is?
I just said something like a congressman.
Like $160,000 a year.
Yeah, congressman.
Which is still pretty good money, but it's not $296,000 for running a small little city. I mean, literally small. little area. Yeah.
Well, maybe the attention now that he's opened his mouth that he gets will get him fired and somebody gets some reason. With the local residents, that's a problem. Local residents don't pay attention to things like this. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
With most local people.
So that's one of the stories that have come. So he's been put on administrative leave because the city council in Linwood is the one that actually has the jurisdiction over him. So they put him on leave, but while they investigate, he's still collecting his paycheck. I feel like that should probably just be a disqualifier.
Yeah. Yeah. You should be suspended without pay in this case.
So that's part one of the story. Part two is something that I think we've already talked about here. That's the LA County Sheriff calling out LeBron James and others. And I talked to him about it yesterday, and I said, all right, so what's the deal with you calling out LeBron James during all of this? And he said, well, he said, after the shooting of Jacob Blake, LeBron James had really harsh words for our department, particularly for policing in general. And he said, if he values life, I was hoping that he would come to the aid of people who were attacked simply for going to work and doing their job. And he said, I'm trying to get as much money as I can into this fund so that we can actually find someone. It sounds to me like they don't really know who this person is. They said they got a few tips after they created a $100,000 fund to get tips or information leading to the capture and the arrest of the suspect. But now that fund is up to over $300,000 because people have been touched by this. Local cities have been donating around Southern California into this fund, and now they have over $300,000 in it for information. And the flip side, they also have another fund that was set up by another deputy who put up a GoFundMe page, and that account has well over $300,000 in it, and that's for deputies and their families to recover. So a lot of people, I think, have been touched by this shooting. Maybe it's shaking things up a little bit. I don't know. I think it was the response to the shooting that was maybe even worse than the act itself, and a lot of people are stepping up. LeBron James still has not, and the sheriff still
but
has not apologized.
Yeah, but like, I don't get, the reason, and we should probably backpedal a little bit here, because the reason that LeBron was upset was because when Kobe Bryant, the family hadn't even been notified yet of that horrific crash. And then this sheriff, his deputies were the ones taking personal pictures of the bodies of these dead children on their phones, and he didn't discipline any of them. So to call out LeBron James and say...
he said that they did. He actually did say that they had been disciplined, and...
But it wasn't done in a public forum. Like, it didn't make it to the East Coast. That was, maybe locally it was reported on, but that's the reason why LeBron was upset. So for him to call out LeBron and say that he needs to now donate money to a fund... I don't know. I think that he needs to leave LeBron out of it.
Oh, my God. Is this exasperating? Oof. All right. Coming up, vaccines and virus conversation. This program brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight. There are all kinds of special things that happen when you go to toploss.com. I'm going to give you a little insight into something this program is one of the, not to say exclusive ways that people find out about Calitrin, but we've helped a lot of people with this, and there's the hundreds turned to thousands, and thousands turned to millions. You might be interested, when you go to toploss.com, you will find some information there. If you use the DJV code at checkout, the huge end of summer sort of secret sale. You buy three, get two free, and $20 off. How about that? If you're ready for something different, if you're ready for a way to lose weight and to keep it off, this is something that is not easy to find. As I said, you got to look around the website, but if you use the DJV code, how about that? And there's a no-interest payment plan available if you are checking out and want to get, let's say, more than three. You get 10 or whatever the discount thing is. But you better check this out right now while it's available. America's number one way to lose weight, the safe, simple, non-toxic way, is using the facilities that they have. They've put together this great formula, been popular for 20-some-odd years. It's Calitrin, available at toploss.com. See how the program can be so right for you. Use the discount code DJV at checkout.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 18 half the hour, DJV time. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So there's great disagreement among prominent doctors as to when vaccines will be available. Director of the CDC now says that the American public won't have access to a vaccine until late spring, which is garbage, according to our doctor, Ken Kronhaus, who says in the podcast that you can listen to right now at Good Day Health, the vaccine will be ready, or a vaccine will be ready by late October. That was what the CDC said last week. Yes. So why do we believe anything the CDC says?
Well, President Trump came out yesterday and said, the guy from the CDC, he said, it's just wrong. We already have the military standing by. As soon as we get the okay for the vaccine,
even
we start to
put that out there. What's the point in confusing everyone or making everybody...
I think what this guy meant was that the people who are most vulnerable will be getting it first.
Yeah.
And he said by the time, like, everyone in the population gets it, he said it could be the late second quarter or third quarter of next year, which is basically...
Disaster.
The summer, but...
Yeah. Well, this is what I understand is that it's about...
I don't know how that's a disaster, but...
Because it ruins the economy for another year. Nobody will go anywhere. Nobody will do anything. People are waiting for the vaccine in order to resume, whether it's accurate or whether the vaccine is going to do anything or not. People want to have a vaccine. They want something to depend on.
But if it's a vaccine that doesn't work... Right, but if it doesn't... If they
you're not
going to
know that right away, Victoria.
Yeah, right.
You're not going to know it. So if in the meantime...
He was talking about it has to go through the trials, and that's why, for safety.
Yeah,
so.
You don't tell people that. You give them as much hope as you can, and, you know, under the circumstances, there are all kinds of other things going on. The information today about 75% of young people who are dying from this have underlying health conditions, serious health conditions that would have caused them any kind of immune compromise. Any kind of disease would have caused them to die. So all these people that are worked up about kids getting in and they're going to die, we're going to stop this. No. You got to look at the real information here. The outcomes of all the studies that are being done suggest that this is not the end of the world. And I'm tired of them, the authority, wherever it is, treating it as if it was the end of the world. It is not. You want to make it that way in your own life, fine, but don't be forcing that stuff on everybody else. Wear the mask, have the distancing, and let's move on. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Interesting combo musically here, 23 after the hour music in this hour of the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and you, featuring Keith Urban and Pink in a new duet called One Too Many, which is what you're listening to right here, right now. Pink's becoming a bigger presence in country. 4 years ago, she joined Kenny Chesney for Setting the World on Fire. Then she enlisted Chris Stapleton for her own song, Love You Anyway. That was last year. Also performed the track with Stapleton at that year's CMA Awards. So on Wednesday night, she joined Keith Urban to deliver the live debut of their new duet, One Too Many. You said you saw this?
Yeah,
Victoria,
they were great.
What did you think? Yeah,
they're so good. Both of them were so good.
Yeah.
The whole show, I watched all of it, and it was really fun.
Were you satisfied with all the winners?
You know, I kind of fast-forwarded through a lot of that because a lot of the categories, I'm not a big country fan, so I didn't really have a horse in that race. But the performances were all really fun and really good. And they bounced around from different venues. I actually preferred the way they did it last night to the traditional everybody's in one room on one stage. They went to the Bluebird Cafe. They were at the Ryman. I just thought it moved faster, and it had kind of an excitement, even though there were no audiences in the venues. But
yeah.
I thought it was really fun. They did such a great job.
All right, so this song, One Too Many, is the latest released from Keith Urban's upcoming album, The Speed of Now, Part 1. Following their performance last night, they premiered a video of the song on Keith's Facebook page. Urban said, I've always loved Pink's voice, but her artistry and her multifaceted ability to create and her God-given talent truly makes her one of the greatest voices of our time. And she's sort of coming, not late to the table, but I think she's getting the appreciation she deserves. Well, she's in her 40s, isn't she? How old is she?
I don't think she's 40 yet. I want to say like late 30s.
Late 30s.
Okay. Urban hosted the 55th annual ACM Awards last night from the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville. And now tomorrow he's going to release his latest LP, The Speed of Now, which features the songs Superman, Tumbleweed, and God Whispered Your Name. Nile Rodgers appears on the lead off track called Out of the Cage. And Eric Church also guests on the album in their collaboration of We Were. This is Superman from the new Keith Urban album. Alright, so that's the news from the world of country. Now let's move into another venue at 25 after the hour. UK soul singer Yola performing Nina Simone's To Be Young, Gifted, and Black on stage at the Ryman on Tuesday. Filmed in the empty venue with its recognizable stained glass windows, which were behind her. Yola and her band delivered a pretty uplifting take on this sort of civil rights anthem from the 70s. First appeared on Nina Simone's Black Gold album. Yola says playing To Be Young, Gifted, and Black means a lot to me. I grew up with that song. It was the first time I felt the song was directed at me in a world that didn't represent me in any way. Yola also announced her headlining debut at the Ryman. She's going to play in May of next year, which, assuming touring resumes, is shaping up to be a high-profile year for her. She's also supposed to be opening up on Chris Stapleton's summer tour. She released her debut album, Walk Through Fire, last year. She'll be part of PBS's Great Performances Grammy Salute to Music Legends, set for next month. And I think we said something about this yesterday. The show honors Chicago and Berta Flack and Isaac Hayes, Iggy Pop, John Prine, Public Enemy, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe, as opposed to Sister Rosetta Stone. Yola will play Tharpe's Up Above My Head, I Hear Music in the Air. All right, got it? Everybody's making their plans? That's the Yola.
Everybody's planned.
Yep, plans. Plans are good. Keep them. 28 after the hour here on the Thursday DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive the discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A lieutenant at the Orange Beach Police Department in Alabama is confirming that they've had one death due to Hurricane Sally. In Florida, high water search and rescue operations are still continuing after massive amounts of rain swamped the coastline. The slow-moving storm slammed the Gulf Coast for hours. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says some areas will see more flooding in the days ahead.
Rain that's being dumped to our north is going to impact places in northwest Florida. So you're going to have these rivers that are going to crest. Maybe it'll happen tomorrow, maybe Friday. You'll maybe even see some of them will happen this weekend.
The hurricane has been downgraded to a tropical storm. 200 members of the Florida National Guard will arrive on Thursday to help. Curfews have been put in place in some coastal Alabama towns.
This is USA Radio News.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
One senator is speaking out against protesters who aren't so peaceful. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Kenosha, Wisconsin Fire Chief Charles Lepeg says the damage from the rioting and looting over the police shooting of Jacob Blake has now topped $11 million in Kenosha. A company called Property Claim Insurances has tracked insurance claims since the rioting and looting took place, and what they're saying is the damage that occurred will at least be $1 billion to $2 billion in paid insurance claims. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio saying peaceful protesting is fine, but the violence and looting has to stop.
A lot of these small businesses that were looted and destroyed or had to close because the streets were unsafe, a lot of them were owned by the very minorities that this, you know, these rioters allegedly were out there in favor of. And look, it's really important to point the difference. If somebody wants to go out and hold up a sign and scream and be loud because they are against something that's happening in our country, whether you agree with them or not, that's their constitutional right. What you don't have a right to do is set fires and attack police stations and kill people in the streets and then burn down buildings and then loot businesses. And that's what's happened here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can hear classic news from days ago in our archives or get up-to-the-minute news at our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
No hit or miss here. This is the DJV program on point, as it were. It's not even a PBS show. How about them apples? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. There's far more going on than most of you know, and we try to dig into a lot of that stuff as much as we can. Even now, even with the big stuff, there's nothing boring, that's for sure, going on. A closer look at the hurricane now as it plods probably is a better way to describe it, Victoria, up the sort of Mississippi Delta. What's going on?
Well, it has weakened since it made landfall, which is a good thing because this was a pretty powerful storm. Hurricane Sally dumped 30 inches of rain in Pensacola.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, so the chief of police, or the fire chief there, said that we had 30 inches of rain, which is 4 months of rain in 4 hours. So basically Pensacola is underwater right now. Mobile Bay, Alabama, over to Tallahassee, Florida, forecasters said that another 10 to 35 inches of rain are possible as this storm basically is just kind of sitting there dumping rain over those parts
of northwestern Florida. What's the right word, Victoria? Is it dumping, lashing,
slamming.
Well, the lashing is the reason I don't say lashing is because the wind has significantly died down.
Oh, good.
So, so it's basically just this storm center is just sitting on top of that part of the country and just dropping a lot of rain. So, 377 people had to be rescued near the Alabama border. There are a few deaths that are already being reported, and Governor DeSantis from Florida said the danger is far from over. He said pretty much any body of water in northwest Florida is going to rise over the next few days, because once the major part of the storm, like the eye of the hurricane, once that dies down and it's no longer a hurricane, the residual effects of these types of storms can just dump rain for a couple of days. Yeah. And then the storm surge with like he said, any body of water that's there, you know, that's just going to flood over. So it's going to be a lot of damage. And, you know, I went through this with Hurricane Sandy on the Jersey Shore. The flooding is just, there's nothing you can do to salvage your home after that. You know, the mold sets in and it's a disaster. So I absolutely feel for everyone who's going through this. My little town, and during Hurricane Sandy, people were canoeing down the main street. So I understand how devastating the flooding damage can be. More than 510,000 Alabama residents are without power. Another 220,000 are without power in Florida. And so essentially now, you know, the rescue crews are saying they want everyone to stay home. They don't want people out on the roads because you don't know what you're driving over. If you're driving through standing water, you could be driving over a power line. You don't know.
Can I help you with this a little bit?
Because,
well, I don't mean you.
Did I mess it up?
You sounded like you needed some help.
No.
It's fine.
I'm impressed.
Yes,
I
please help.
Say.
Come here so I can pat you on the head.
No, please help,
here,
Uncle Dougie.
Here's how, if you have common sense, you don't drive. Excuse me. All right, keep talking for a second.
I really feel like I got a lot of help there, Jen.
You've been helped.
All right, wise guys. All right, here's the help. This is for everybody who drives a small to mid-sized car. Do not
do it. Excuse me. I promise.
It's like the Crypt Keeper.
If you do it, I'll come for you.
Right. I'll play Karen's husband for Halloween.
It's like Demon Doug poking out today.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, if you have a small car, medium-sized car, you do not drive through the water. What happens is the water splashes up on the electric system, or it gets, because of the way the air intake is positioned on mostly smaller engines, smaller cars, the air intake will suck up the water and will just not only stop the car, destroy the carburation system. So you don't want to drive your car. Don't take a chance. If you want to, in your big hurry, you'll go a lot slower if you drive through. I've seen people, the dumbest stuff, because nobody knows anything about cars. Nobody knows how they work. You just get in, turn the key, put it in gear, and hit the accelerator, and that's it. But if you understand how the air intake, the car has to have air to run, and if you run through one of these big major puddles, then, and it sucks the air in, you're done. And it'll be a long time before the car is fixed. So
yeah.
That would be,
and
that's
be a
my help.
And that's exactly what, that was very helpful. And a lot of the rescue crews are saying, don't try to drive, stay home, because your car, like Doug said, will get stuck. And then that's another thing that they have to do. They're going to have to rescue you in your car.
Yeah,
and they're still assessing if people are trapped in their homes in flooding and drowning. So don't make it worse, and don't try to go out and explore the damage, because you also don't know what you're driving over. A lot of the winds were really impactful with this hurricane, and so parts of buildings flew, you know, became torn apart. So you don't even know. You could be driving over who knows what, parts of a house. It's really, when you look at the images, I don't know if you've seen any of these pictures, but it is, there is a lot of damage. It's really devastating.
All right, speaking of damage, there's a new, I don't know if this is a survey, this is a study by researchers who have discovered that venom from the local garden variety honeybee is a very, very powerful anti-tumor agent, which basically annihilates most of the aggressive forms of breast cancer cells. It's amazing, the research that they've done, ladies, pretty staggering, the way it's killed these tumors in mice. Researchers say the findings will hold promise for
at least 10 to 15% of women who are suffering from what's called triple negative breast cancer, which is what my former wife had. That means patients who whose disease lacks all three common cancer drug receptors, hormones, estrogen, and progesterone, doesn't do any good. And a human epidermal growth factor called HER2, H-E-R-2, doesn't work. So these receptors now, using the honeybee venom and fight against the tumor growth, this targeted therapy looks like it has great promise. And so, especially if you consider what chemotherapy does, because you take it and it affects your whole body. I remember Tony went through that not once, but twice. She was quarantined for almost a month. The only people who saw her were me and her at the time husband. And that was it. And so, you know, I remember that whole month what went on with her. And she had stage four, and it killed her. I mean, basically, she was dead. Not once, but twice. And this is just, you know, she got her diagnosis, let's see, she died in 2011. She was 65. Then she got it when she was 44. So that would have been, what, 1990s, right? So in the 1990s, they were still using this pretty archaic way of trying to rid your body of cancer. When you look back, I think in 100 years or 200 years or 500 years that we're still having, if we haven't ruined our whole thing on the planet, we'll be looking back at this stuff and thinking, this is like putting lemmings, you know, put lemmings to draw the blood out of you. That's what they did in the 17th and 18th centuries.
Yeah.
The leeches, sorry, not lemmings. So anyway, I thought you ladies would be interested in
that's
this.
That's very promising. I hope that they can develop that into something that works on humans. You know, I know they're doing that in mice right now, but that's pretty amazing.
It kills 100% of triple negative. Go ahead.
That's incredible, but that's yet another reason why, and we've talked about
don't kill the bees.
Don't kill the bees. And part of the problem, though, is, you know, as we're planting things, you know, we need bees to pollinate that.
Yeah.
But we're not, you know, with the pesticides and the big agribusinesses and, you know, and everyone escaping from family farms and gardens and things like that, the bees really don't have a chance. They don't have a place to go. So luckily, a lot of people are taking this into their own hands, and people are starting their own hives.
Own bee colony.
And that's
one
great
of the things
thing.
COVID did, actually. People got chickens, and they got bees.
It's great. Yeah. We need it.
I have them on the farm. It's very interesting to watch them, because they fly straight up. When they come out of the hive, they go straight up and then off wherever it is that they're going. And they can go off as far as 14 or 15 miles and then find their way back to the hive. Which is cool, because there's a lot of corn around where I am.
That's better than my Aunt Mary, by the way.
Really? How far can Aunt Mary go before she gets lost and can't get back home again?
Would
be their question. I got it. Okay. The DJV program at 43 past the hour. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Coming up on 45 after the hour, 15 before the new hour on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara. I'm so used to it. Isn't that funny?
Carol,
it's okay.
I
sent our show prep to her last night by mistake, and I'm like, wait a second.
Feeling right at home.
Why am I
doing that? September 17th is Constitution Day. also known as Citizenship Day. It honors the document that guarantees you your essential rights and freedoms. I'm not sure that we're living up too much to the promises, but at least in some circumstances. This was ratified in 1787. The Constitution of the U.S. has served as the basis for all of our laws to prevent the abuses of power they felt subjected to under the Brits. The Founding Fathers framed, how do you like that for alliteration, ladies? Founding Fathers framed the Constitution very carefully, distributing power between the three branches of government. So for 10 points and an A on your test, ladies, what are the three branches of government, please?
Executive.
Yeah, executive one.
And judicial. Right. Does everyone know that?
No, I'm afraid they don't. A lot of the kids coming out of school now don't even know we have three branches of government. They don't know anything about government. Meanwhile, the Constitution outlines the powers the government has, the limitations on the powers, and the rights of you and us as citizens. Most people don't have a clue. Again, we're not teaching civics. This should be the main force behind a civics class in your child's high school or junior high school. Even that's not too young to learn about the Constitution. Constitution outlines an amendment process for making changes. We need a constitutional convention to change some of the things that need to be changed. We have, what, 21 amendments? How many amendments do we have to the Constitution? I want to say 21.
It's more than that. No, 27 or 28.
27.
Right?
Okay. So we need another one.
Because the 25th exists.
Okay. 1940, Congress and the President passed a resolution creating I Am an American Day.
27.
Observed 27, thank you. The third Sunday in May. In 1952, the holiday was renamed to Constitution Day and moved to September 17th, which was the day in 1787 the Constitution was actually signed. Most people think the Constitution is the Declaration of Independence, and they're confused that this was signed on September 17th. They'll say, wait a minute, I thought it was signed on July 4th. Well, that's not true either, because it wasn't signed on July 4th. It was presented on July 4th, but it had been signed over the previous couple of weeks. Because remember, back in those days, it wasn't easy to get around. So anyway, back in 2004, Congress again changed the name of the holiday to Constitution Day and Citizenship Day. So a good lesson. Hopefully some teachers listening today will work on those items with the classes if they can find anybody online. They're not taking attendance, man. There's another can of worms for later on. Meanwhile, in television news, Jim Carrey is going to play Joe Biden on SNL, the season premiere. Yeah, you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When's Jim Carrey not funny when he's doing that type of stuff?
Maya Rudolph is going to play Kamala Harris, and Alec Baldwin will be back as Trump. When asked how he landed the gig, Lauren Michaels, who's the producer of SNL, said there was some interest on his part. Then we responded, obviously, in a positive way, but it came down to discussions about what the take was. He and the writer, Colin Jost, had a bunch of talks. He and I as well. He'd give the part energy, strength, and hopefully it's funny. That's the idea, right? All right, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air mansion is now going to be available as an Airbnb. That seems kind of sacrilegious, doesn't it?
Well, only for five nights. I think it's kind of a publicity stunt. But it's only $30. If you're lucky enough to have it, it's
really?
Only $30. And they've got it set up with Will Smith's costumes and his shoes and stuff in the house.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. What's on tonight, Jen?
All right. I can actually tell you, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, last season starts tonight. The Bradshaw Bunch with Terry Bradshaw. That's on E! At 9. And Joe Biden has a town hall on CNN tonight at 5 and 9.
Wowzer. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives.
Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Let's turn the page into Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. The one-day hold, I saw this yesterday. I thought this was very interesting. I thought, though, it was longer than one day, the boycott of Facebook and Instagram. Maybe it ought to be. Victoria, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, depending on how you view these social media platforms, if you were on social media on Facebook or Instagram on Wednesday and you were looking to see some posts from your favorite celebrities and they weren't there, the reason for that is that dozens of celebrities became members of the Cease Hate for Revenue marketing campaign for the one-day boycott. They are boycotting the social media policies concerning hate speech and misinformation. And so Kim Kardashian, Naomi Campbell, Katy Perry, Demi Lovato, Olivia Wilde, Kerry Washington, Jamie Foxx, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ed Helms, Kate Hudson, Orlando Bloom, Isla Fisher, and some others that were added in. They joined the marketing campaign. This is led by the Anti-Defamation League, the nationwide affiliation for the development of colored folks and coloration of change. Every celebrity included a caption citing that social media has divided the nation and has induced real-world violence with misinformation, so they were all urging their followers to join the one-day boycott. Kim Kardashian, who's one of the largest, has one of the largest followings on social media, she said, "I can't sit by and keep silent where these platforms proceed to permit the spreading of hate, propaganda, and misinformation created by teams to sow division and break up America, only to take steps after individuals are killed. Misinformation shared on social media has a severe impression on our elections and undermines our democracy." So that's essentially the tone of what everyone else said. Demi Lovato said the hate that's continuously being uploaded and posted can't be ignored anymore. So Kim Kardashian went silent. She's got 188 million followers. Katy Perry has 107 million. Demi Lovato's got 93 million. So it took a lot of steam out of those platforms. Is it going to do anything in the long term? Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. The policies of Instagram and Facebook have been under scrutiny. they don't seem to take stuff down, even though they've been caught multiple times saying they knew that misinformation was being posted, and they still didn't take it down. And that's what this protest was about.
And very appropriate, if I may add. All right, time for Fitbit to explain what their latest model is.
The Geek Out. Wearable health device leaders Fitbit recently rolled out the new Versa 3 as the next generation of the Versa line, and a new one, the top-of-the-line Sense. Both are modern square-faced devices with bright OLED displays, 6-day battery life, and external charging. It's the Sense, though, that works to compete with the Apple Watch, with sensors for doing EKG readings and another that takes skin temperatures, then combines that with other data to create some sort of stress level reporting. Both do all the other basics in terms of health monitoring, communications, and can even do contactless payments. The Sense is $329 and the Versa 3 is $100 less. Both go on sale soon, and we've tweeted the details over at the Geek Out.
You're cordially invited to Dell's semi-annual sale. Save an extra 17% just like Dell employees on XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus top brand electronics and free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, here's something pretty interesting, Victoria. Amazon has given Samuel L. Jackson a voice, if you will, on Alexa. This ought to be good.
It is really fun. This actually launched last year, but it was very limited. And so after, essentially, instead of having the Alexa generic voice, you can have Samuel L. Jackson be the voice of Alexa. And so now they've done...
Very vibrantly raucous, I think.
Yes, and lots of expletives. And so, and that's one of the things people love about, you know, him. Yeah. So, and about this. So it's 99 cents, and you can access his voice on Echo and other Alexa-enabled devices. When gathering feedback, Amazon said that most owners of Samuel's voice on Alexa, 75%, said that they wanted more off the cuff of his personality rather than just like standard lines. So now there are 30,000 more phrases, including 5 times the swear words, that are activated on this new update. And so you can also get the you can wake up your device by saying, "Hey Samuel." So in the past, you had to say, "Hey Alexa, get me Samuel L. Jackson." Now you just say, "Hey Samuel," and it works. And you can, you know. Now he has different responses to things. If you say, "Hey Samuel, what are you up to?" He'll now respond saying he's thinking about Chadwick Boseman and his friend, and you know, so it's a little more personal. And there are other, you know, topical responses regarding his future work. If you say, "Hey Samuel, what do you have coming up?" Then he'll tell you about his new animated show with Ryan Reynolds on Quibi called Thugga Mucka. So, which I could have easily messed up.
He subbed for Jimmy Kimmel last Friday night, and he had Denzel Washington's kid on, who stars in. And it
he's
was
so much
very,
fun. I love him.
Yeah, he is a lot of fun. And it was a good interview. It was a lot of fun. They obviously know each other well. All right, 59 after the hour. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.